It eats up all those good deeds. Therefore, in a hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْحَسَدْ فَإِنَّ الْحَسَدَ يَعْقُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَعْقُلُ النَّارُ الْحَتَبُ. That stay away from jealousy. Jealousy eats up your good deeds the way fire eats up wood. And this is in a hadith in Abu Dawood and Bayhaqi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what we said about the harm, jealousy eats up your good deeds. The way fire eats up wood. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Ghani Fulpuri rahmatullah alayhi has made mention of a very interesting observation. He said, normally when we use fire with wood, we normally say fire burns wood. Here what we said, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he didn't say jealousy eats up your good deeds the way fire burns wood. He said fire eats up wood. Because sometimes there are certain types of wood, if they are burned, they become more valuable. Like wood. You burn it, it becomes more valuable. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't even use the word that it burns wood. He said, eats up your good deeds the way fire destroys and eats up wood. That type of wood that gets completely destroyed by fire. So jealousy tarnishes your iman. Jealousy, it also eats up your good deeds. Then the ulama have made mention that good cannot dominate in a society in which jealousy becomes dominant. There can be no khair in a society. There can be no good in a community when jealousy becomes rampant. And aliyadu billah, that's a reality today. That people are becoming jealous, therefore there is no good in society. There is no khair in society. Zamura bin Thalaba radiallahu anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, La yazalu nasu bi khair ma lam yatahasadu. That people will be on good as long as they don't become jealous of one another. The day they become jealous of one another, khair will go, good will go, community, good will go. And how many times we have seen the truth with regard to it? How many families were united? They had love, they had affection. Jealousy broke up that love and affection. How many types of friends there were who were bosom friends? And then one became jealous of another, stabbed him in the back. That friendship dissipated. That friendship was no more there. How many two co-workers in one company, they used to cooperate with one another. Then one gets a promotion, the other ones get jealous, and then he tries to stab him in the back. He starts speaking bad about him in front of the superiors, and that particular two people who used to cooperate with one another in one organization, in one company, they become enemies of one another. They work in opposite directions. Why? Because of jealousy. Look at the beauty of what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, La yazal an-nasu bil khair ma lam yatahasadu. People will be on good as long as they don't become jealous. So this is another aspect. Good cannot dominate in society in which hasad becomes dominant. Then the ulama have said it is the height of selfishness to become jealous. You see, that is why jealousy is not only bad in itself, it gives rise to many other evils. Now look at the jealous person. He doesn't like someone else must get a ni'mat, but he is so selfish, he doesn't want Allah also to give him good. Subhanallah. You yourself don't want to give someone. You're not happy that someone else gets something. And you are not even happy why Allah gave someone something. Subhanallah, the height of selfishness. You yourself can't give. You don't get happy when someone gets. And you are not happy that Allah must give him. So it is a height of selfishness. Hasad is a height of selfishness. Then the ulama, have said there is an Arabic, saying, Al-Hasood la yazood. That a hasid, a person who is jealous, will never become a leader. A person who is jealous will never become a leader, because one of the greatest stumbling blocks to become progressive and to become a leader is when you become jealous. When a person becomes jealous, then what's going to happen is he is going to get involved in pettiness. When a person gets involved in pettiness, then he will never be able to raise. He will remain stagnant. He will remain there where he is. And then the ulama have said amongst the harms of, there are many harms, but we're sort of trying to pick up some of it and give it to give us some understanding of this. And then the ulama say that, hasad is the height of frustration, worry and anxiety. Now just imagine, you are not happy someone must get something. But that doesn't depend upon your whim and fancy. Allah is not going to give, or Allah is not going to take away something from someone because you don't like it, or because you are not happy. Allah has his own system.